For more on the story, we're joined out of London by Mr. Sabah Jawad, Iraqi political commentator. Now, Mr. Jawad, what's the significance of the liberation of Fallujah for the region in the war against Daesh?
It's a very important victory. A lot of people predicted that this not going to happen. A lot of doubters, including the United States, actually. The United States tried to obstruct the battle to liberate Fallujah, as they've been trying for such a long time, and even the battle for Mosul, because they got different agenda which doesn't tally with the agenda of the Iraqi people. The Iraqi people want to get rid of this terrorist menace on their territories in Fallujah and Mosul. The American actually want to play their the political cards by utilizing the presence of the terrorist groups in Iraq for their own benefit. And let us not forget for one moment that the ISIS terrorists are the creation of the United States and Western powers, together with some regional power like Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and so on. They tried to obstruct this battle of Fallujah. It took the Iraqi forces about a month to liberate it. It could have been sooner if it wasn't for the desire by the Iraqi forces actually not to inflict huge casualties on the civilians still remaining in Fallujah. And they were still in Fallujah because the terrorists actually detained them and stopped them and shot at them when they tried to leave. So the Iraqi security forces was mindful of the high casualty of civilians. That why it took about a month. But the victory would have been sooner. What's important now, actually, to translate this victory is not just a victory in Fallujah, but to go forward, and to liberate Mosul as well. They must keep the momentum going, despite pressure from the United States. And also, there is very encouraging news that a similar situation might arise in Syria as well very soon regarding Deir ez-Zor, which is another stronghold of ISIS and Nusra front in Syria, and the battle for Raqqa and Aleppo as well. So altogether, the picture look much more encouraging in the fight against terrorism in the Middle East.
And Mr. Jawad, what can the Iraqi government do to liberate, to take these new liberated areas, and give them a voice in the political landscape, in parliament and whatnot, to get the, old sympathizers away, to deter away from, supporting groups like ISIL, and to get them behind, behind the Iraqi government?
Well, there is always a question that since the occupation of Iraq, the Iraqi economy is in ruin, basically. I think some economic help, reconstruction in these kind of areas is very important, not only in Fallujah and Mosul after the liberation, but the entire area in Iraq as well, because the Iraqis, they need some kind of reconstruction and services provided for the people. Otherwise, people are unemployed and they have no jobs and they have no services. They will always be discontent. And I'm not saying that these are the reasons that created Daesh and ISIS in Iraq and similar organization in Iraq. This terrorist organization came as a result of the creation of the United States and their regional allies and creating this monster, actually, for the service of the United States policies and to safeguard the interests of Israel in the area as well. So, ISIS could thrive in a situation where the state is very weak. And what the American did in Iraq, actually, to destroy the state, not only they destroyed Saddam Hussein regime, they destroyed the Iraqi state operators. And this is what they are trying to do in Syria as well, but they have not been successful because the Syrian regime is strong, still strong, and the Syrian army is still strong in place and doing a very good job in fighting terrorism with the help of many entities in the Middle East. People, freedom-loving people who support the struggle against terrorism. and not to pretend they are fighting terrorism while in fact they are giving a helping hand to terrorist organizations in Iraq and Syria and Lebanon and Yemen and everywhere else in the Middle East.
Thank you, Mr. Sabah Jawad, for your input, sir. Iraqi political commentator joining us out of London.